What minute are you on this game? Because I think I'm going to be about a minute behind you guys, and you're going to tell me if someone scores.
I've not got it on.
What about you, Rag?
My stream's not on. Like, it's not come on.
Okay, I won't say
is
anything.
Is it on
then.
Sky?
It's on Sky, yeah.
Yeah, because I ain't got my computer on, and I'm in the other room.
fair enough.
So you'll have to keep us updated.
I'm feeling very dark, sweet, and sugary tonight.
Why?
Coffee.
Do you actually think Everton are going to win?
I don't think so. I hope so. No offense. I don't want to start an argument, but I really hope Everton win.
You like Everton, though, don't you? So
I do, and also, we've but at the same time. Same time, I do need Salah and Diaz to score. So it's
to win your game. I mean, of course.
I'm playing Anthony, who's one above me. So I played my triple captain this week, Rag, to make sure I win it. And fucking, he's got Ben White. You got about 100 points of Ben White yesterday. I'm like, even my triple captain, I'm bloody struggling.
Who did you triple captain? Salah.
Salah, yeah.
He was on the bench and didn't come off of it the other day.
Yes, I know.
Well, no, honestly, he did come off the bench.
He did come on.
Okay, he got a point. He got me 3 points, but.
Yeah. He is starting tonight, right?
Yes.
He started, yeah.
Only because Jota's out, probably. I put Jota in as well. He's out for 2 weeks. Wanker.
Is he out again?
Yeah. Yes. Waste
Holy
of space.
Shit. Yeah. Glad I didn't put him in then. Fucking hell.
I know.
Well, it's a must-win game for Liverpool, really. Like,
And Everton as well. Not Everton, not must-win to Everton, but I mean, yeah. Sorry, I don't want to turn it to Everton, but yeah, for the league, yeah, of course, must-win. They've got to win every game, but they. Oh, penalty kick for Everton. Red card for Alisson.
You're messing.
No, I'm not.
He is.
What?
No, I ain't.
No, it won't be a red card if it's because it'll
it's
be
yellow
double
card.
Jeopardy.
It's yellow card.
Double Jeopardy. Yeah, double
it's
Jeopardy.
Yellow card.
Oh God.
A penalty.
Oh,
are you serious?
Can you see this? Can you see this?
Yeah.
Is he offside?
Oh, he's offside.
He's offside.
He's offside. Oh, no, Calvert-Lewin wasn't offside, though.
No, Calvert-Lewin was onside, I think. Beto was offside, definitely.
Beto's offside.
That's the Curie.
Calvert-Lewin's not offside.
But,
oh,
but
yeah,
was
that's
he...
bad. That's bad.
Do you want me to keep on so you can see the penalty? Or have you got
no,
stream?
I want to... No, it's fine. I only want to see if it's offside or not, though.
VAR.
It's not gonna count. It's fine.
Don't tell me. Cause... Oh, they're checking if Calvert-Lewin's offside, but.
What a great start to our podcast. Hello.
I really hope it's not.
To the
he's off.
Humans.
Oh, sorry.
Calvert-Lewin's off. Oh, sorry.
I think Calvert-Lewin's off as well. Sorry.
Again.
It's exciting. No. We can have an introduction with Barry talking all over us. It's fine. No worries. I am Andrew Ragg, and Mr. John Barry is joining the chat. He's watching Liverpool against Everton. Say hello, John.
Hello.
And is it a penalty? We go over to our roving reporter.
The referee is. The referee's got his fingers to his ear.
This
the
is
wax.
Like, what, the sixth
what,
minute?
Stinging.
Yeah.
And while we wait for confirmation, Mr. Michael Felton, say hello.
Hello.
And we're back
it's
on
like
Zoom.
It's like Saturday. What game am I watching?
Yeah. Well, the game you weren't watching was last night, and I'm sure we'll come up to this when we find
we'll
out.
We'll get to that. Penalty. Yeah, we'll get to that. Let's find out if it's a penalty first.
Well, this is
offside.
The problem with
offside.
VAR.
Offside.
The problem with
so
VAR.
Is he going to take the yellow card back?
So your car's been taken back. That's a nightmare. That's a real shame.
Was it actually offside?
He was offside, yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
I think Calvert-Lewin's saying it was only by that much, but it's like, yeah, I know, but
well,
offside, mate.
Only by that much, let's kick this off with Coventry against Manchester United, because that could have been probably one of the greatest FA Cup games.
Unbelievable.
In the modern era. Like that was like an unbelievable game. 3-0 down, to go back to 3-3, and then get given an offside, which was an offside.
Outrageous. Outrageous. They completely ruined that. That should never have happened. It should have been 4-3, and that's it. And it would have been the best comeback ever, probably. Coventry, coming back against Man United. From 3-0 down to win 4-3.
Did it go to VAR?
Yeah.
Yeah, it did.
Well, and then it was
later.
Like because it was only
the goal was given. The goal was given, and then it went to VAR. VAR showed it's like a straight line. Wasn't that a straight line?
I mean,
the guy was. The guy was in line. It was like, oh no, they're saying it was a millimeter offside or something. It's outrageous how they gave that. That's got to be stopped. Like goals like that. It's like
we've talked about this before. Millimeters is bullshit. It should be like a foot or like whatever they say. You know, I don't know, but a millimeter is just fucking.
I'm going to send you it now so we can have a look at this because I mean, I don't see any offside.
Have you got the actual still? Oh, yeah,
well, I'm going to find. I'll find it.
Yeah,
I'll
find it.
Yeah,
it was so unlucky.
I mean, incredible comeback from them because I mean, we watched the game rag, didn't we? And it was sort of like at 3-0, we're like, well, that's that done.
Yeah. And then,
what?
No, it was almost 1-0 for Liverpool there. Should I be saying this? Is that all right or not?
Why?
I don't want to ruin the game for you guys. Right, I've screenshot the picture. Ras, I'll warn you now, you're in the picture as well because you're there.
Huh?
I've screenshot the picture, but you're in the pic. I've sent it on WhatsApp.
This is such
I'm in the corner. Oh, that's it. Yeah, see, that's bullshit.
Isn't it? I mean, it's just ridiculous.
The line's over the Man United player's foot.
Yeah, it's over his foot.
That's in line.
I genuinely believe that's corruption for me. Honestly, it's like they're like, oh, we can't have this. It's going to be a Man City-Man United final. It's like...
Yeah.
They've tampered with that. Just leave it alone. Unless the guy, like this one, yeah, it's harsh on Everton. But unfortunately, Calvert-Lewin's a yard offside.
Mate, so the lines are literally right next to each other, aren't they?
Yes.
Because it's starting to go purple there, so next to each other, the blue and the red line. I mean, stuff like that has got to be eradicated. I mean, why are they getting involved? Just leave it.
Hey, just leave it alone, yeah. And if anyone goes back here.
Because if people had seen that afterwards, they wouldn't have complained that it didn't go to VAR.
No, they wouldn't have. Someone's using their common sense, being like, well, he's not offside, is he? So you wouldn't go back. Well, yeah, but there's nothing. It's basically a straight line. There's nothing.
That to me is that is criminal, mate. That is fucking criminal. And so is that picture. That's on the same picture.
I know.
But yeah, I mean, how gutting must that be? Because it was such a... I mean, I was saying to Rag when it was 3-0, I was like, I just want Coventry to get a goal so the fans can at least enjoy something about their day.
Yeah, I know.
Because we had the game off for a bit, when we saw it was like, I thought Rag was taking a piss. He said, it's 3-2. I was like, you're kidding. I was like, it's not, is it?
Was this Wheeze at work?
Yeah, we were at work. Every time we stopped watching it, it was
a goal, typical, yeah.
Started scoring. So then when it got to 3-2, we were like, right, let's watch the end of this. And then when it got to 3-3, we just couldn't believe it. It was like...
Yeah, and then 4-3, you thought, oh my God, amazing. And then,
yeah, but the penalties were really, like, did you see Rasmus Højlund? He went to celebrate in front of the fans and
embarrassed.
Players ran over to him.
Yeah, because they were embarrassed. Well, they're embarrassed.
Didn't see Anthony was doing that to the commentary.
I know.
Yeah.
But that's been he's been called out on that, and he's come out and saying he wants to defend himself because the Coventry players and fans have been giving him shit the whole game. So he was just like,
so what?
Yeah, exactly. I know. Because Harry Maguire, as soon as the penalty went in, he went straight over and shook all their hands he knows the players like that know. It's like that we have absolutely fucking got away with this here.
Yeah.
They
probably even know at that point that the fucking goal's been a rob. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. And that's the thing. And folk are slagging off Ten Hag and saying, oh, he's saying that it's an achievement getting the final. But well, what else is he supposed to say? Ten Hag knows as much as anyone else. It's an absolute embarrassment. But as he's an interviews manager, he's not going to go, I know, we're an embarrassment. I'm an embarrassment. He's going to go, no, we've got the final. Don't you worry about it.
No. But have you seen that clip of Alex Ferguson? When Aberdeen won the cup final.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. And he's a disgrace of our team.
And he's like, oh,
no, I'm at least won us that cup.
Yeah, exactly. And he's like, well, you've won, but you're not happy. It's like a terrible performance. Terrible performance.
But the thing is, though, like, Ferguson is like that because he actually says he regrets doing that because the reason he did it was because, like, the way Aberdeen were going and the way, like, standards on Esther. He said since, like, and I think his autobiography, he actually didn't think they were bad or anything. There was a good Rangers team as well, and they beat them. He said, we weren't at our best, but he wanted to make a marker to be like, that was shape, but it wasn't that bad. But you wouldn't get away with that now. To be like, no. The players would be like, I've been up in arms, but hang on a minute. We've fucking blood, sweat, and tears to win that cup, and you're slagging us all off, being like, Aaron McLeish and Willie Miller were really decent players playing today. So he said he's regretted it since, but I mean, yeah, it is all about standards, but.
But they've had media.
Yeah, I mean, it's a disgrace.
That, haven't they? They've had media training, they've had to toe the line.
Yeah, they have.
With the same bullshit. It's actually, you know, it's more refreshing to have someone
go,
they were absolute crap.
No, exactly. That's right.
Ten Hag should have come out and said, like, yeah, we got away with one there. I didn't think it was offside. Can't believe we got away with it, but we're in the
park. I mean, the thing is, it's what's so obvious to everybody, I think, that the players aren't playing for him. So he's going to come and say, yeah, well, we couldn't finish the game. And folk are, these days, because of analysis, technical stuff, people are going to go, well, that's your job. Game management is your job to see out games. You're 3-0 up against a championship team. Why is the players not listening to your instructions? He's going to go, because the players aren't playing for him, because Garnacho was in trouble recently as well. When there was a tweet went out about taking Garnacho off or whatever, or the manager's not got a clue, whatever it was, and Garnacho's liked it.
He liked something,
and then he apologized for liking it. But it's like it's so obvious that, I feel sorry for managers who are at big clubs where you've got to manage these almost celebrities who just think they're bigger than anything.
Yeah, these social media things where people like a post about, I don't buy into it much because they're probably just scrolling through social media and they see something that's about Man United and just instantly press like that.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? Like,
maybe,
but I don't know about stuff like that. But yeah,
I think they have teams of people that are fucking trolling their social media anyway. So it's probably pre-planned, and it's like, we can maybe engineer a move away. You know, when it all goes,
exactly. Yeah, I'm slyly saying how I feel, basically.
Yeah,
yeah.
But talking of players who or celebrities and don't give a shit about the manager or the club or the teamwork, let's move on to Chelsea.
Right, before we go into yesterday.
No,
because it's only fair, we talked about one semi-final. Let's just track back to...
What was that one?
So basically when Chelsea...
Oh, Man City, Chelsea.
Got robbed, that's what he wants to talk about.
Not robbed, because I'm just...
Got a good performance in, and...
Because we haven't spoke about it, just for a bit of context. You know, obviously we played well against Everton, beat them 6-0. They don't let in a lot of goals. Probably one of the best performances of the season. Then we actually played really well against Manchester City. And on Sunday, I was saying to Rag, it's like, you know, as much, I'm not Pochettino in or out at this point on Saturday. And and you can't blame him for that performance, for them losing. Because Jackson had so many chances to...
He's a fucking idiot. He is a fucking idiot.
So many chances. I mean, the first one was you know, he took it around the goalkeeper, went the wrong way, whatever. The second one is inexcusable, though, one-on-one. Yeah. And then the header, straight
off. Oh, Christ, sorry. Cleared off, Evan had one cleared off the line there, almost 1-0 Everton. Anyway, sorry, Russ.
Yeah, it's not going well. But yeah, so the fact that we couldn't finish it, and Pochettino set that team up to win, and we didn't.
Brutal.
And then, you know, it's just unlucky. But then, to yesterday.
100% it was a penalty, though. No, let's just focus on that. Because Grealish got away with one there. He
massively.
He moves his hand to the ball.
I know. Because the commentators say the same. What's he supposed to do? I said, well, no, mate. He's not supposed to move his hand towards the ball. Yeah.
Exactly. So
but the thing is,
I think it was hard. Like, I think you deserve to beat City, actually. Like, and maybe that's the mentality that you've taken into the next game. Is you just
no
look?
No, not at all. Basically, you know, I said I was
trying to be nice.
I was 100% Pochettino in, and you know, like I've told you, I double booked myself yesterday because I got the wrong day of the game, and ended up going to see a show yesterday instead. And you know, I wasn't going to cancel it because I thought I'll just sit at home being pissed off if we lose. And what happened? If I'd have not gone yesterday and I'd have watched that shit, I'd have been absolutely furious. So, but
I was furious for you, mate. I was furious for you. Like, watching that performance, obviously, as a Liverpool fan, I wanted Chelsea to win. I wanted you to win. But, like, you were so bad. it made me angry. I was like, yeah.
Me too, mate. Well,
you're
I've
not
seen
playing
it all...
as a team. You're like, you're just a bunch of individuals that are just like clueless, like genuinely clueless. There's no identity to how you want to play. Jackson can't fucking like put the ball in the back of the net.
He is fucking awful, by the way.
Oh, so bad.
He is. Well, he's worse than Havertz.
I've watched it all. I've watched it all now, and the players have got massive issues to answer there. Let's start with the fact that without Cole Palmer, you're instantly asking for trouble.
Yeah.
But the manager has not helped himself at all. I mean, we can't keep a solid back four for more than like 2-3 games during this whole season because of injuries or whatnot, suspensions. Yeah. And then what does he do? He's got Silva and Chalaba, who kept a clean sheet against Everton, should have kept a clean sheet against Man City and were unlucky and kept the best team, one of the best teams in the country at bay. What does he do? He puts them both back on the bench against Arsenal.
Yeah.
Why did he do that?
So then he brings in De Zazzi, who's hit and miss, but has had one good game all season against City when he was superb. But other than that, he looks like he's got an error in him. And Badiashile, who's been in and out of injury, and again, there's massive injury problems, massive error issues with him. So he puts them two in the centre-back. Then he throws in Alfie Gilchrist at right-back. The poor lad has played hardly any games.
Yeah. I know.
And it's just sort of like, you're also playing against, you know, the second best, if not one of the best teams that have been this season, I think, in my personal opinion. But it's just like, how do you do that? And then you're playing Enzo Fernandez, who's had an injury and apparently is taking injections before every game because he needs a hernia operation. By the way, he's been shite anyway, hernia or not.
Yeah.
And then the way they play just leaves Moses Caicedo like on his own to deal with everything. And he's a calamity and looks like he's going to get a red card or a yellow card any game. So, and then the guys going forward, Mudryk, Madueke, not tracking back at all. So they're not helping out a young fullback and Cucurella on the other side who's getting done by Saka all the time. So you're not going to win. You've got set up not for nothing. Jackson actually, out of all of them, played one of the better games, but again, you can't fucking put a ball in there.
No, he's brutal. He's fucking brutal.
You were 3-0 down at the time, but that when he was like literally two yards out,
criminal,
and
criminal.
Hit the side netting, you're like, what are you doing, man?
Who's scouting him
now? It's in his head, like definitely, because he had a whole gaping side of the goal, and he thought, I'll try and be clever and put it on his near post.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's like I've never. It's not as if he's like he was a real top goal scorer like Torres and lost confidence. What, who's the head of recruitment who's scouting him, being like, we need to get him in? Because obviously at this point they're spending astronomical amounts of money on players, as we know. But it's like this guy. Honestly, I've said it before about Havertz. Havertz has come into a game because Arteta's found the best kind of way to play him. I wouldn't want Jackson at Hearts. The guy can't put a ball in it. Why are they paying him? How many millions are paid for him and paid an astronomical sum of money for
He has got pace. He holds the ball up well and he plays the lines up. His best position is not right down the middle. It's just not, because he can't put a ball in the net.
No, but he can't. It's crazy.
There's bigger issues going on. I mean, Pochettino has really set up the wrong team there. And they say there's harmony in there, but it doesn't look like it, because half the players don't look like they give a shit. Do you know what I mean? And every time they go in at half time, I don't know what Pochettino is saying to them, but they're coming out worse. And that's exactly what happened yesterday. I mean, they had a few chances, and then as soon as the second goal goes in, they absolutely capitulated and fell apart and just looked like they weren't bothered. There's no one like fighting for it anymore. I mean, Gallagher runs around, but he runs around and puts a lot of effort in, but does he do that much? Not really.
Not really.
And even if Cole Palmer was playing, you know, we might have got a goal or two, but we still would have got thumped because the setup was just all wrong. So the manager's got a fall on his sword for that one. So, and
what's the answer then, Jake Ross?
Are you 100%? Are you 100% back behind Pochettino? Are you Pochettino? No. Who are you Pochettino out, Michael? Right now,
I'm not. I'm still not either, because I don't have a clear view of who's a good person to get in. I mean, loads of people are saying Tuchel back in now, but
that's what I was just going to say to you. What's the general consensus about the Chelsea feeling? And also, I was going to say about Tuchel.
Well, people forget how shit we were towards the end of his reign. We couldn't break teams down. At least we're making chances in some of these games with Pochettino. The problem I have is more that he's not in, he's not instilled like a an attitude at them, or like a, you know, Mourinho would sort of be like, make them feel like everyone's against us, so we'll band together and be again. There's none of that. Do you know what I mean? There's absolutely none of that. None of them look like they give two fucks. And that's
no, I know. It's awful.
But you brought it up, and some you know, the owners have completely ruined the club, to be honest. But those sporting directors they brought in have got a lot to answer for. Like, what have they done? I mean, they brought in so many players. And if I was actually like thinking about it today, because I was so furious still this morning and like halfway during the day and getting furious again now. But starting to think about if, you know, if you're rating players 1 to 10 out of the Chelsea squad this season, not many of them are getting above like a 6.
No.
And loads
full
of them
powers, that's it.
Under a 5. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And a lot of them are the players that have been brought in. I mean, how are you going to get rid of some of these players that are on 8-year contracts that have been absolutely shite? And
that's the problem, isn't it? You've got these, you know, you've got Mudrick or whatever, 8 years. Like, I can't see any manager being able to develop him into like some sort of world class player.
Well, the hope is that they'll come good at some point, but it's because they're young. But then you look at the two centre backs that I talked about, they came from Monaco, and one of the sporting directors came from Monaco. So all he's done is basically gone, well, I scouted them before, they were all right, let's take those two to Chelsea. But we'll pay probably triple the money, if not more than that. And they were in a pretty poor Monaco team. So how do you transfer that straight to... It doesn't work. And it hasn't worked.
The thing is with Chelsea at the moment, I can't keep up with the players. So like a lot of them, obviously, we know and stuff. But see a lot of the defenders. I see the team sheet. I have to look them up because I don't actually know who they are. So you talk about... Badishwai or whatever his name is. What's his name?
Badiashile, yeah.
Badiashile and then De Sassi. Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah, they're both. They were both from Monaco, yeah.
But they came from Monaco. So how much were they paid? How much paid for them?
One of them was 35, I think. And one was 30, something like that. So, yeah. I mean,
both expected. They both centre backs. Both centre backs.
6 and 7 million. Yeah.
So they both. You pay that amount of money for a centre back. You're expecting to be you're one of the two centre backs. So, but it's like, but you've got a load of players.
The problem is as well is they've also scouted players like Wesley Fofana, who's like a crook all the time. Yeah. Like he's completely. I mean, when is he ever going to play?
Yeah, like, he's not.
And they've also scouted Lavia, who had injuries before he left Southampton. And what's happened? He's not played. I think he's played like one game and then got injured again.
Yeah.
And Kunku, I don't know where he is. He's just fucking nowhere to be seen. So the medical department scouting, everything is rotten through the club at the minute.
Yeah,
everything.
Absolutely. It's a complete shambles. But I think that the Pochettino side of it, he might be saying like, that he's got so many players to work with, so many players that every player based on that first team expects to be playing. They've been signed because they've been signed for a lot of money because they expect... Oh, fuck's sake, 1-1 for Everton. 1-11. So they're,
this is like soccer Saturday.
Sorry, it is. They're signed to be playing. So you say Mudrick, I'm going to be left wing at Chelsea because they paid him 80 million for me. Sign De Sassi, 35 million. I'm going to be playing centre back. But he's trying to keep them all happy, and none of them are happy. So because none of them, they almost know where they stand, and it's a cool mismatch because they're always fighting and playing for each other because they all just want to be playing because that's.
Isn't that where the man management comes down to?
Sometimes it's, and obviously it's a different situation, but when Hearts had that Lithuanian owner who had the money and stuff, he just kept signing players and he was employing managers to deal with it. So at one point, the Hearts manager at the time was saying that they had to have get more coaches and split into two training sessions because they almost had 50 odd players. So it was like 25 one session, 25 another session. And then he had to keep them all happy. So he was like rotating the team every week. And none of us knew who was going to be playing. He was like mixing loads of guys about from consigned players, from the Czech players. I went to VAR again. Went to Czech players, Lithuanian players, Russian players, Polish players, just loads of players. And he was like, who's playing this week? And me and the rest of us, the Hearts of us, are going, who the hell is that?
Yeah, I mean, that's insane.
Do you know what I mean? So it's not as bad as Chelsea, but it's not that far away.
No, but at the end of the day, it's like Chelsea have had so many injuries. There's not been that much for him to pick from, and the problem is a massive issue for me is that the central defensive decision yesterday was just criminal. because you're screaming out to find a partnership. You know, look at Gabriel and Saliba. If they're both fit, they're playing, right?
Yeah.
And at least if Van Dijk's fit, he's playing, and, you know, Konate's probably playing, or, you know, at least one of them is a constant.
Yeah.
The other two next to him would be a constant if they're fit. You know, it's just a gamble and a roulette with Pochettino's defence.
Yeah.
In every successful Premier League team, there's been constant, like, unit at the back. Players come in and out, but, like, normally you have a part. You think of, like, great Premier League teams, there's always a defensive partnership, like
Vidic,
all those kind of, you know, just off the top of your head, John Terry, like, you know, Ivanovic.
There's a real backbone.
There's always like a strong partnership. So, like you say, like to break that up, that's what happens. You get thumped 5-0. Like, do you know what I mean?
Well, the thing is, you know, Silva was injured. Chalobah's been injured for a lot of the season, so it took him a while to get back in. But when you finally get two that work together, why change it? And if they were both injured, I would understand it. But then, why bring them on when you're 5-0 down? You brought them on at that point. If you wanted to rest them, just keep them rested. Don't bring them on now. The damage is already done.
Yeah. And the thing is, Bill, you mentioned the names there. I really don't think Chelsea would have the problem they have if John Terry and Frank Lampard were still there. Because it's like, no matter how many players you got, it's like there's a standard. It's like there's not. This is what's happening. We're not going to buckle here. But they've not got the leader. Conor Gallagher said this before as captain. Conor Gallagher's a million miles from being a captain. He doesn't speak well. He's not inspirational. He's just like he's just a young guy who I don't know the reason for it. But it's like, if he was my captain, I wouldn't be running through walls for him. But if it was Roy Keane or John Terry, you like them or not, don't like them. You don't want to let them down. Do you know what I mean?
Well, that's the thing. That's Mikel's got a podcast, and he's had like Lampard, Terry on, and a few of the others. And he said that the standard was so high that even players that came in like Ballack and Torres struggled because of it, because the training sessions were at the level of games. Yeah. So they were constantly... So when they got to like lower level teams, they didn't have a problem with them, because it was harder during the week when they're playing against the other set of players.
Yeah, exactly.
And all I see from pictures on social media of Chelsea players and fucking around and laughing and stuff.
I know. Fucking hate that.
And stuff like that makes fans hate it even more, right?
Yeah, I know.
You see, like, well, why are you so happy? You're shit.
I know. Like, yeah, I know. We're not happy. We're paying money to support you. I know. It was the same way that when Rooney was talking about when after Ferguson left, it was like after they got beat, which they always did. It was like Pogba and Lingard and stuff. They had the music on the dressing room after defeat, dancing. It's like, what a terrible, terrible mentality. You feel like we know how we feel when our team gets beat. Do we have music on dancing? No, we fucking don't.
No.
So why are these guys getting paid millions to fucking laugh at us?
Yeah.
It's just outrageous.
And the other thing as well is the social media. The Chelsea's social media output has been way more like in the last couple of years and stuff. There's obviously something they're doing. But so inappropriate, loads of it. When you're getting thumped and stuff, they're like putting stuff up, and then like they're like, oh, here's them training the next day after they've been beaten, and showing Jackson's. It's like, well, that doesn't help him either, because he's missed loads of chances recently.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just sort of like, come on now.
No.
They put up like, you know, stuff like believe, when it's like, you know, you get
don't worry about us. Don't worry about us. You fucking believe. Yeah, I know. It drives me with social media.
And you look at the comments and it's everyone just going, sack the admin.
I know. That's it. And that's what I've learned as well, because I was for a long time, I was constantly not trolling, but being like, fuck off and all that stuff. But it's hard. But then you realise it's probably just some 25-year-old girl who's just been paid to put this up. It's your job, basically. It's not actually the club saying, come on, believe in us. It's just an admin. But it's very frustrating to watch when it's like, it's very frustrating. Yeah, I totally get where you're coming from, Ras, at the moment. It's a fucking nightmare, and I totally feel for you. And Rag was saying the same. It's very frustrating to watch. I feel angry for you, because honestly, there's nothing worse than seeing your team that they're like an absolute disgrace.
Yeah,
which they are.
You know, it's like it papered, because we hadn't lost for a while. It papered over loads of cracks, but you know, you forget that we drew to Burnley and Sheffield United from winning positions, and it's sort of like, you know. the Everton result was definitely a freak result. It was just definitely.
Yeah, because Everton weren't even that bad in that game. Everton should have scored about 4 or 5.
Yeah, well, Beto could have scored. And
is an absolute donkey, man. See, if Beto and Jackson were the two strikers for Hearts, I would give back my season ticket. There'll be no goals today. There'll be nothing today. I can assure you of that. We'll not see a goal for the whole season. He is the huddy of huddies, that guy, man. I just seen him warming up down the side there. I was thinking, come on now, son.
I thought he was playing.
No, the Everton have scored. He's definitely not playing, mate.
Yeah.
He is worse.
Yeah, I've just not been so angry in a long time. And it's just sort of like, do you know when, I don't know if you ever felt it with your clubs at any point, where you just feel like the club that you know is like slipping away?
Yeah.
Yes. Been there.
Who is this team anymore? Like,
who are they?
And you don't like half the people there. Like,
you don't like the players.
Yeah, not even just the players. Like, it's like the people above and stuff. Yeah. And it's just like, who are all these fuckers, man?
Yeah.
Just
they don't represent me.
Money out of the team and not doing anything for it.
Totally get it. Yeah, been there a million times. Been there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Been sad more than happy. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, there was a great banner. I don't know if you saw it. A kid put up. I'm not asking for your shirt. I'm just asking you to play for ours or something or whatever it was.
That's exactly, perfect.
But, I mean, it was harsh that they asked Conor Gallagher afterwards about that because he's one of the only ones that does put the effort in. So it's like you need to like ask a few of the others, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah. Totally.
But totally. I think the same issue is with Man United have the same sort of issues. I think they're
they've been going through it longer than you have,
So, I mean, that's why we could honestly, even though we've thumped and I'm moaning, we could still get Europe. We won't because we are shite, but we might.
You just hope there's a reaction for the next game. Who's the next game? Who have we got next?
I think we got Villa. You know.
Yes, you have Villa at Villa Park.
That's bad.
But you just need a reaction.
We're getting a reaction there then.
You do need a reaction. Going back to the social media.
That's 8 o'clock on a Saturday. Way to ruin my Saturday night.
I look forward to it.
Going back to the social media thing. What do we think of Nottingham Forest's tweet?
Embarrassing
statement. What? Saying
the fact that they've hired Mark Clattenburg is. I know. The fact that they've hired Mark Clattenburg is in this role as well is a complete embarrassing. But also they knew that Stuart Atwell was going to be van that game. They didn't complain before the game. It's only after the game they complained. Say, well,
they
Luton fan.
Apparently they did.
Oh, I've heard they didn't.
No, I heard that they mentioned it to the FA or don't they? Or the Premier League, sorry.
Yeah. No, but the FA came out and said they didn't though. They've said they didn't complain before the game.
No, I don't know then. I mean it's
one of them for Sheffield United at Old Trafford.
Is it actually?
Yeah.
That's that's pretty good.
That'd be great if Sheffield United did them. That'd be great.
Oh, Jaden Bowen. Yeah. Ten Hag might go tonight if that stays like that. Hello, Cecil.
Yeah. But you know, it's just such a shit show, isn't it? Like, there's so many teams out there that have just been really poor. That's why, you know, those three teams have just, you know, pissed the leagues, basically. They're out there without any sort of damage can be done to them now.
Yeah.
Although Liverpool seem to be damaging themselves at the minute.
Well, I hope they have a better second half because, like, judging by the first half, it looks like they're just, like, Van Dijk and Konate have been at sixes and sevens and are just absolute shite, so.
Yeah, so, at this point, who's winning the league? I mean,
Man City.
You still think Man City?
Definitely.
You still are. I think Arsenal will push them a lot further. I think Liverpool are out of the race. Like I hate to say it, but I think we'll probably finish third, and I think City will win, and Arsenal will come second.
And Aston Villa fourth.
I think it will be really close. Obviously, if Liverpool beat Everton, my opinion might change.
But have you still all got to play Spurs?
Yeah.
Do you know what? Just sorry to interrupt there. The reason I'm checking VAR is because basically the Braithwaite's header, and it's went under Alisson. It was going over the line, and Calvert-Lewin slides in and knocks it in. So if Calvert-Lewin had got there before it went over the line, it would have been offside. But because it just went over the line before Calvert-Lewin got there, it was onside. So that was bloody lucky.
What?
Really, so basically, confused. Braithwaite's headed it back post, and it went underneath Alisson, trickled over the line, and Calvert-Lewin slid in and knocked it in. It looked like now Calvert-Lewin had scored the goal. But that's why I went to VAR. But then, sorry, I'm making too much noise. He's obviously sleeping. But it went over the line before Calvert-Lewin got there, because Calvert-Lewin didn't need to knock that in. So if he might have ruined that goal for them there.
Yeah. Anyway, so do you not? We didn't wrap up about Forest, did we?
Well, they're just idiots. Who releases a statement like that? One, it brings the game into disrepute. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's just, you know, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't air your dirty washing like that. It's a bit kind of like unsportsmanlike, I would say. They're just pissed off because they should have had three penalties. That's the long and short of it, isn't it? Because those VAR decisions were absolutely shocking.
Yeah.
Was it three Stonewall penalties, though? Was it three Stonewallers?
It was, yeah.
The third one was definitely a penalty. And apparently, apparently it's come out now that the VAR actually said to the referee, I think you might want to take a look at this on the monitor. And he said no. He said, oh, no, I'm not going to look at it. So it's not the VAR guy, it's the referee has gone, well, I'm pretty confident I had a good view of it. But Young makes the tackle, he doesn't get the ball. So he probably should have looked at it.
What a mess, man. What a complete mess.
Well, that's what I mean. It is VAR and offsides. It's just, I don't know. Get rid of it again.
Yeah, I know.
I think they should. Like, the fact that we're still talking about VAR.
I think it's too late now.
How many
podcasts
have we talked about VAR? Do you know what I mean? And
I know.
It's not made the game any better. Is it, in fact, it's ruined the enjoyment of the game in some
way. I mean, the only thing you can do now is when they have to get involved in a set of we've said from day one, if it's a clear and obvious error. So it's like, hang on a minute.
Exactly.
That's way off there, mate. Look at that. The guy's 7 yards offside and you're giving a goal. But when you're checking when you're checking absolutely everything, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Because not everything should be checked.
One, like you said, the commentary one, let it go, man.
But because I think supporters would understand it. Like if it was my team that lost a goal and it didn't go to VAR, but showed you after. If it went to VAR, you would have seen that the guy who scored it, his toes were offside. I'd be saying, well, I'm all right with that.
Oh, it's fine.
I'm not bothered.
Yeah.
I'm not bothered. I'm not blaming that for that. Like, you still probably would have scored anyway.
If you saw Thierry Henry handballing it and stopping your, getting through, was it a World Cup and all that? That's the difference, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? That's what you need someone to be like.
That's why you need VAR. That's why you need it.
We've missed this. Like, you know, it's an obvious, like, error.
Yeah, 100%. That's exactly it.
It's a joke. Anyway, we've got a minute left of the pod, guys. What do you want to say in this last minute?
I want to say something. That I'm just about to have a wee something to eat there. And it's haggis pakoras.
What the hell are haggis pakoras?
Well, so you know, chicken pakoras.
Sounds like a new signing for Hearts, that, mate.
Yes. Yeah.
a Scottish mother and an Indian father.
Yeah,
I am haggis pakora. Don't ask. Haggis pakora. Yes. Where's the training ground? Don't ask me any more questions. Sure, that's your name. Yes.
We've got less than a minute. We're going to get cut off here, chaps.
Okay. Good luck tonight, Rag, with your second half.
Yeah.
Take it easy, guys. Until next week.
Yeah. 1-1, Man United.
Oh no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same.
Right. Yeah.
See you later, guys. Cheers.
Bye. See you later. Bye. Bye.